Welcome to Louisville's Best Podcast, a podcast about everything, nothing, and all things in between. So excited to be here with three of my best friends. Excited to be talking about another Halloween episode as we are in the spooky season. Insert ghost sound. Brian,
yes.
Let's start with you, sir. How are you, buddy?
I'm doing fantastic, Tim.
Are you?
Yep.
Wearing a shirt that says, like, do it for the shoe or something.
For the shoe.
For the shoe. It's an Indianapolis Colts.
There's going to be a shoe sale at the end of the season for all of the unused cleats that we've not needed yet. But, hey, at least we didn't pay $238 million for him. So.
Yeah. Brian is up on his football soapbox this morning, this evening, whatever day it is, time it is.
I'm on it every day, Timmy.
Every day.
I mean, looking around Brian's basement, he's gone completely Colts sold out. And then he finally becomes a fan, and then they're terrible.
You know who else he did that with? It was U of L.
Weird.
Bad luck?
I think
no.
It's a curse.
No.
The Pate curse.
No, it used to be the other way. Every time I would show up, when I worked at Churchill, there was one U of L fan there that we would talk about things, and literally whenever it was big game, she'd be like, Brian, we need your luck. You're going
big
to the game.
Brian.
And they would win every time.
Talking about UK U of L stuff, I got some really sad news this week I need to express on here tonight.
Okay.
Is as you all know, I'm a live out loud University of Louisville fan.
Right.
And we just received news this week from my daughter
that
she has that she is going to be attending the University of Kentucky in the fall. they're upset too about it. So so she's already said dad, you're gonna have to get a UK shirt. I was like, only on my cold dead corpse is there ever gonna be a UK shirt put on there.
Did you ask her if she was gonna take Couch Burning 101?
John, I have some U of L news as well.
Oh, dude,
I read on Twitter that U of L officials
are gonna fire Satterfield.
Are gonna fire Scott Satterfield if he doesn't win tomorrow against Virginia.
Then he's gone.
Have you already seen that? Did you see it though? They released the tweet early this week.
Yeah. He might as well.
Somebody literally released it. Like U of L has announced they've come to terms with Scott Satterfield. It was like, sorry, we meant to delete that tweet.
No. He might as well just pack his house.
So John, after you've heard the Kentucky news and now this U of L news, how are you today?
I'm doing great. Doing really good. Another week in the book.
Another week.
As we see a banner that says greatest beer run ever. That's what all the fans are doing. For everything right now.
Aaron, all the way down in sunny Texas, how are you, sir?
I'm doing great. How are you, Tim?
Doing well. Aaron, you just finished Marvel's new Disney Plus movie, something about wolves, right?
Well, Werewolf by Night.
How was it, Aaron?
That was great.
I'm going to watch it this weekend.
Yeah. We might watch it after the podcast. We might get crazy.
Is it a movie or is it a show?
How long? It's 55 minutes. Halloween special.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Aaron.
And I think this is how they should do all their Disney Plus stuff. Just a one and done. Stop stretching things out for six episodes. Just do a little 55-minute movies. They would be great.
Okay. All right. There, you heard it here first from Aaron. He's changing how Marvel will be on Disney. If Aaron says it, it's going to happen. On that note, Aaron, we're going to stick with the Marvel Universe, okay, Aaron? Because tonight... In Halloween season, we're going to CBR, which is Comic Book Reviews or something like that. Comic Book Resources. It is their list of Marvel's 10 spookiest superheroes, Aaron. And I know you're excited about this because you are a superhero aficionado. You have multiple series of cards from back in the day when we were kids. We used to fill the binders. So if there's anybody missing from this list, Aaron, I know you're going to be on top of it.
Well, I've got another list that has 31. So if there's any major
31?
One for each day of October.
What is this? I was going to say like a Halloween advent calendar here.
Okay, Aaron. Yeah. So I'll go through my list and then we can jump to your list. But anyways, Brian guessed two of these right off the bat, okay? So let's start with probably the one that we all thought would be on this list. It is Mr. Blaze himself. It's Ghost Rider. While many people have played host for Ghost Rider. The reason this hero exists is always the same. There are evil things out there that need to be punished, and the spirit of vengeance is going to dish out that punishment. John, Nicolas Cage, your favorite Ghost Rider ever?
Has to be. He's really the only one that's ever... I didn't watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
I didn't watch that one either.
And so I didn't really get into that, but yeah, if it's got Nick Cage attached to it, it's got to be good. And I mean, that's just... I mean, there's nothing else you can say about it. I was always a Ghost Rider fan when I was a kid, even though I didn't quite understand what I was dealing with.
I still don't understand that I'm cheering for demons, but I love him.
Oh, yeah. He's a great
character. Flaming skulls and all. It was awesome.
I mean, Ghost Rider is one of those great, really weird characters. Mm-hmm. And, I mean, I read a little bit of the Avengers comics last summer, and I got the new... He's in it some. He's mm-hmm. part of the Avengers and stuff. So that's pretty cool. Yeah. Nick Cage, though, man. That's the best you can get.
Yeah.
There is no... Go ahead.
The thing about Ghost Rider is just visually, he's very cool, very distinct. You're like, oh, you know, just the flaming skull and the motorcycle. It's just really, really a cool design.
They got to get him into the MCU. They've got to fit that character in.
I mean, yeah. He's on the Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., and evidently I heard that one was a pretty good rendition of it. Just the fact that it was Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D., though, and nobody watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Carla. Carla watched Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
See, I watched 80% of it, and then I finally just stopped because I just couldn't.
That's where I got to, too.
See, the 80% I didn't watch was the first 80%. Yeah. So I didn't quite have any idea what was going on.
No, I watched the first 80% up until those two characters left to start their own spinoff show that never happened.
I never watched it. Yeah. I watched the end of it when they were in space or
yes, that the floating planet around on special. Planets.
I was out before space. Now, this next one, I don't think I would consider it a spooky character. But it's on the list, okay? It's the Punisher. He's not someone...
I don't know. That's kind of spooky.
Yes, he actually would be because they did a story where he got killed and rebuilt as Frankencastle, where he was like Frankenstein. So, yeah, there was a storyline.
I mean, I would put him on that version of spooky, but I just wouldn't put the... I mean, although I have to say, if some man showed up at my door in a black trench coat, black suit with a white skull... I'd probably poop on myself, you know? I mean, let's be honest.
Well, yeah, I mean, okay, it's a scary in a different way. I mean, I guess it depends on what you're talking scary. If you're talking Halloween scary,
yeah,
maybe not. But if you ever get the Punisher on your trail, it's over.
Yeah.
And so, yeah, that would be rather terrifying.
This article compares him as the Jason Voorhees of the Marvel Universe if he's on your trail.
Even, I mean, because there isn't a character... in the what I would consider to be the television Marvel series that's better than the Netflix Punisher Marvel Punisher.
Bernthal or whatever.
Yeah, John Bernthal. It's he's absolutely awesome.
It's good.
That second season with the Pilgrim is just great. So
I mean, I'm still a sucker for the first version of the Punisher. What's his face?
Dolph?
No, not Dolph. I'm sorry, not Dolph. The one that came out. The kind of
John Travolta?
No, yeah. Who was the Punisher in that?
What's his name? He's
Thomas Jane.
Yes,
Thomas James. He's
I'm
in the
a
mist.
Sucker for Thomas Jane.
Now I like the
Ray
Stevens.
Yeah,
no,
that's awesome.
Ray, it's the first Ray I can think of. Ray,
Ray Steve. It's like Stevenson.
Yeah, it ain't Stevenson. Well, it's Carl went berserk in an old Baptist church.
Can you imagine Ray Stevens as the Punisher?
That'd be awesome.
I could get behind that.
Like goofy faces after he kills somebody.
He'd pop up and like get somebody and he'd be like, it's me again, Margaret.
His tagline would be, you forgot your chair.
Oh my goodness. Ray Stevenson. Yes, that is it. All right.
Now that doesn't get a lot of credit, but that's actually a pretty decent.
He's a good one.
Movie. It's right up there with like the Dread.
There's that scene where they've like taken the family hostage and the police officer, and he shoots the guy, and the police officer is just like,
look at that guy.
John is obsessed with the husky guy on television. All right, number next. This is one that Brian guessed on the list right away.
Look, it's his brother.
It's the Sleepwalker. Being from the Mindscape dimension, Sleepwalker was tasked with protecting sentient creatures while they slept from other beings that would try to enter them through their dreams. After being trapped inside the mind of a college student, yikes, by one of his foes, Sleepwalker decided to use his powers to fight evil on Earth. Now, when Rick Sheridan sleeps, the Sleepwalker rises. Brian, this was evidently one that you collected?
Yeah, I remember getting number when it came out. It was just such a cool-looking character.
It is a cool character, yeah.
That's kind of what drew me in. I think the time the neighbor that... that we had at the same time there, he collected that one as well. And so it's something we always just look forward to.
Yeah. Aaron, you got anything to add on Sleepwalker?
It's just a cool idea, just that when the teenager falls asleep, then the superhero, that's when he goes on patrol, he appears. But it's, if he wakes up, then the superhero disappears, you know, so it's pretty cool.
It's kind of like a goofy version of Shazam.
Yeah, asleep. Almost.
Yeah, because, yeah. You know, Shazam is so incredibly serious. It's one of the most serious characters ever.
This next one I've never heard of before. It's the Son of Satan. Evidently a superhero in Marvel.
Sawteen.
I think he's in my sixth grade history class.
His name is Damon Hellstrom.
Yeah.
He may not look that
spooky, but sometimes the creepy things tend to look quite normal. The Son of Satan, an immortal woman named Victoria Wingate. Hellstrom was created by his father to bring out destruction.
They live in Sheboygan, I think.
When he's dressed in everyday clothing, nobody would think Damon was anything other than a regular human. When he removes his shirt, John,
as it always happens,
the giant pentagram birthmark that goes across his chest is unmistakable.
Are they already done with their picture?
So he got his own Hulu show for a while there, but Marvel acted like it didn't exist. So
I've never it didn't heard last of it. Long.
Yeah, there's like a Hellstrom Hulu show or something, or either that or it got canceled. I think it came out though.
Yeah, I think it had like a I remember seeing it, but I never watched it.
I didn't realize it was the Marvel.
Yeah, it's out there.
I just figured it was like a Lucifer ripoff or something like that.
No, it's a Marvel character.
All right, number six has really lost some luster recently. It's Morbius.
Mm.
Born with a rare blood condition, Michael Morbius attempted to use the DNA of a vampire bat to create a cure, but instead made himself with the bloodthirsty traits of a supernatural vampirism. Blah, blah, blah.
Okay, I watched that movie.
You did?
Yeah, it was on Netflix.
I almost watched it.
I have.
And it doesn't even have any potential. I mean, it isn't like one of those things that you would sit here and say,
John
oh,
says
man.
This.
Well,
if he took off his shirt, I bet we'd see a birthmark size Morbius face.
It's just, Jared Leto on my chest. Well, no, I mean, it just wasn't. It was a movie that didn't need to be made. It was just hot garbage from start to finish. The only redeemable thing about the whole thing was that Matt Smith was in it and played the bad vampire guy.
Okay.
I don't even know what his name was.
Bad vampire. His name was Bad Vampire.
So, yeah, the character is just...
Aaron, there was a while in the Spider-Man verse where Morbius was, like, the thing, right?
Yeah, during the 90s, they brought back Ghost Rider and Morbius, all those scary characters, and they were kind of popular there for a little bit.
Sorry.
Sorry.
Yeah. All right. Number next... Man, I really wish Charlie was here tonight because we're really hitting on some characters that he loves. Number next is Blade. When Tara Brooks began to suffer complications while giving birth, the doctor was called, and the doctor was in actuality a vampire named Deacon Frost, who fed on Tara as she gave life to the child. Tara's child, Eric, would grow up without a mother and end up with a deep hatred of vampires. The vampire enzymes, that Deacon Frost transferred into Tara also... affected Eric, making him immune to vampire bites and hypnosis. He's basically the Daywalker. He's Blade the Vampire Hunter. And Wesley Snipes was fantastic as Blade. Yeah.
All three of those movies are great.
They are. I mean, they're a lot of fun.
Usually what you see, I think, in these like movies, especially like in a series like Blade, is you have the first one, then the second one's really good, then you have this fall off in the third.
Yeah.
And I mean, some people say the third one is great, but I liked it. I mean, Ryan Reynolds is playing basically Deadpool.
Hannibal King or whatever his name is.
And what's her name?
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, I mean, she...
And I think Triple H was in that one.
He was.
Yeah, it's a good movie. All three of them are good. I think Blade was great. I'm really psyched to see what they do with Blade in the new Marvel at the MCU version here sooner or later.
Michaela
might be waiting a while on that.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, I know it's way, way out there, but I mean,
they fired the director and they're basically starting from scratch because the script was so bad and the actors threatening to walk and all this stuff.
Well,
so
I'm sure there's some other actor out there that can play the part. I mean, you know,
like Wesley Snipes.
Yeah. Bring Wesley Snipes back. Yeah, I mean, he'd be old, but I mean, come on.
He's got some tax bills he's got to pay
Bring Wesley Snipes back in. Yeah. I'm sure there's some other people out there that can play the part, though.
Number four on the spooky list, it's Aaron's number one guy. It's Eddie Brock himself. It's Venom. Yes. Nice. Venom recently has given up his evil ways, and he's a member of like the Avengers and the Guardians of the Galaxy. But back in the day, Venom was eat your brains, tongue hanging out of his mouth, just an absolute killer, and was a without a doubt one of the most iconic villains of Marvel at the time, and a downright creepy character with his jagged teeth and just drool and slobber everywhere. He's not the wimp that Tom Hardy made him out to be as like the bullied symbiote in Venom, but definitely one of the spooky characters. Aaron, I know you for a while, like if you could have got a tattoo as a 12-year-old, I'm pretty sure it would have been a Venom.
Oh, I was obsessed with Venom back in the night. I think everybody that read comic books at that time was. He was just so cool. Such a cool character.
I mean, but Eddie Brock was good too. Like,
yeah.
They did the whole character as a whole was really good.
Yeah.
Yeah.
John, you were a little bit older. Were you too old for the Venom curse?
Venom never really did strike a chord with me. Yeah. I was when it was Spider-Man for me, you're talking about Green Goblin, yeah. Doc Ock. Those were the characters that I would be with. I never got into Venom. I didn't like it. Spider-Man 3 was my first real true introduction.
Topher
didn't really do it for me, so I was like, this character's an idiot. And then I have not seen the Tom Hardy versions. I haven't watched either one of them. I think out of all the symbiotes, I was more of a Carnage guy. I liked Carnage a little bit better. Yeah. Not the Woody Harrelson.
You're not a Woody Harrelson?
Red top.
Yeah.
Carnage, but the one from the comic books was pretty cool.
All right. Number three is Man-Thing. While working to recreate the super soldier serum that gave birth to Captain America, Dr. Ted Salas was attacked by agents of AIM. Hoping that his serum would help him, Dr. Salas injected his work himself, but he ended up crashing his car into a swamp. And in the swamp, the doctor's body transformed into a large, lumbering, green, plant-like being with large red eyes, now known as Man-Thing. Not Swamp-Thing, but Man-Thing. John, big Man-Thing fan?
I like Man-Thing. I'm more of a Swamp-Thing guy myself.
No.
But Man-Thing's all right. I mean, the big thing about Man-Thing is he never talks or anything. He just kind of like roams the, at least the ones I remember, he doesn't, just kind of roams the swamps.
Yeah.
Kind of what is he? He's like a guardian to a portal or something. I can't remember exactly how it goes. But I never really felt like he was like, oh, I'm creeped out by this character. I liked him. I like Swamp Thing. I like those characters. Swamp Thing's great. I think Swamp Thing's one of the greatest ever.
Aaron, anything to add about Man Thing? Because I don't know if Brian or I have much to add with Man Thing.
I have always wanted a giant size Man Thing number one.
Is that like an innuendo?
Yeah, it was a joke. It fell pretty flat. That's a joke that's been told for several years. That was an actual title of a comic book way back in the day. I think Man-Thing is going to be a lot more popular soon.
Obviously. Yeah, I know Marvel had a still of him in when they were talking about their horror stuff coming out, so we'll see what happens there.
Yeah, I think he's going to become a lot more popular. He's a fun character. Basically, the way he works is if you are afraid of him and he touches you, you will burst into flames.
Oh, okay.
So, good or bad, if you are scared of him, you're going to die.
So, you see a 7-foot swamp creature coming at you, you can't be scared, Brian, or you'll burst into flames. You got to be happy to see him.
Cool.
Yeah.
I'll be sure to give him a hug.
He'll know your heart.
Yeah it's not that he's like, it's like happy to see you. He knows if you're virtuous.
All right. Following up Man-Thing, we have Man-Wolf. Okay. NASA astronaut and son of Daily Bugle publisher J. Jonah Jameson. His son, John Jonah Jameson, was sent on a top-secret mission to the moon where he discovered a red gem. By the time he returned to Earth, John had become obsessed with the gem, and with the help of a friend, he stole it from the NASA lab, turned the gem into the pendant, he wore it around his neck, and when the moon is full, the light of the Earth, blah, 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 makes him a wolf. I don't understand why. I mean, obviously a man-wolf is frightening, but I mean, this is not a very popular character.
No.
I am very surprised that Sony has not announced a Man-Wolf movie with them going after all these obscure Spider-Man characters. That seems like one that they would do.
It seems right up the Sony alley of terrible horror villains that make movies about. Why hasn't there been a Tom Cruise versus Man-Wolf movie, dang it? We all demand it. All right, number one, before Aaron adds some of his, is Moon Knight. Probably one of the creepiest characters. Like I said, if Charlie was here, he would be like enlightening us with all of the Moon Knight knowledge. We recently saw Moon Knight on Disney Plus, but Mark Spector was on a mission in Egypt when he was mortally wounded. The dying Mark was placed under an idol of Khonshu, who spoke to Mark's spirit. Khonshu promised to save Mark's life if Mark agreed to become his servant. Mark agreed, and upon returning to New York, he designed the Moon Knight persona. Under the guidance of Khonshu, Moon Knight takes on cases of the paranormal, wearing his bright white costume. So the thing about Moon Knight, I think, that's creepy is just the fact that he is a straight up like murder machine. Am I right, Aaron?
Yeah. Well, one of his personalities is just totally a killer psycho. So yeah, he is a lot more violent. Like, they kind of alluded to it, the Disney Plus show, but they didn't really show a lot of it, I guess, to keep it family friendly.
Yeah.
But yeah, he can be very terrifying.
Yeah, Moon Knight, John, one that you're somewhat familiar with as well, like a little bit. I think this one definitely fits the creepy superhero list.
One thing to think of there, for me is reading the Moon Knight comics and stuff, and then the show was decent. I mean, I'll give it a decent. But it's the ideal of not knowing who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like with Spectre, he turns into Moon Knight. Then, like in the shows, he doesn't even really remember because his conscious is so split,
right,
that you don't even know that if you're in control of your own faculties or not. I think that's the thing about Moon Knight for me. I like him. I mean, I like Moon Knight. I don't really feel him to be creepy.
Right.
I'm not really, I don't get a creep factor with Moon Knight, but I think he's a really cool character. That character is right up there, and I know it's not a Marvel character, but that's right up there with Spawn. I mean, as far as like the way they are, they kind of relate to each. It seemed to relate to each other. I would like to have seen a crossover between Moon Knight and Spawn at some point. I thought that'd been a cool one.
All right, Aaron.
Spawn was awesome.
What
that was
creepy
a great
characters did we miss from the Marvel universe, Aaron?
There's a whole group they left off. They're basically the classic Universal monsters, but they are in Marvel. You got Dracula, Manfibian, Simon Garth the zombie, Living Mummy, Frankenstein's monster. And then in the Ultimate Universe, when the Marvel Zombies started, they did the Frightful Four, which were zombie versions of the Fantastic Four.
Now they're pretty awesome. I don't know if you got into the Marvel Zombies at all, John, but the designs on those and just knowing that there's zombie superheroes or zombies with superpowers is pretty crazy.
The What If episode where they did Marvel Zombies is so intense. I mean, for a cartoon, I was like, I'll watch it. But man, you really get into it, especially like when it's because the interesting thing about it, the cool thing about it is like, okay, they're zombies, but they seem to have kept enough of their faculties where they can use their powers.
Yeah,
which is really really crazy and scary at all at the same time because it's
downright
like
frightening.
Because the scene with the Captain America one, he had that shield. It's like, that's something you could see. It's like, okay, he's unstoppable because first of all, you can't kill him unless you hit him in the head. And then he's got that shield out. I watched that episode again a couple weeks
ago. Did you?
Right before I went on that conference. Man, it's great.
It's a good
episode. Marvel Zombies is insane. The I know we're talking Marvel, but DC does kind of the same thing.
With the dead.
With the red. Yeah, yeah. with the death, something, death force or...
mm-hmm.
Anti-life or something. I can't remember exactly what they call it. But that's pretty, it's a pretty good series too of zombies, especially when Superman turns into a zombie.
Yeah,
that's serious.
Any more, Aaron?
That was it. The cool thing about the Marvel Zombies is once they eat a brain or flesh, then they momentarily regain their sanity and they're like freaking out, like, you know, Peter Parker's crying because he ate Aunt May, you know, and so that's really cool. And basically, the Reed Richards of that world was like, yeah, it's hopeless. I'm just going to turn my whole family into zombies. That's the best way to win. So it's pretty wild.
Let's go with it. Right. Well, if it is Halloween season, so if you know of some spooky superheroes from Marvel that we forgot, let us know about it. I'm sure like there's somebody listening to this that's like screaming at their radio or something going, you forgot about so-and-so.
I got an honorable mention.
Oh, John's got an honorable mention here.
Yes. So it's a newer Spider-Man bad guy, but he's called Kindred.
Kindred?
Yes. And in the comic books, he's like Harry Osborn come back from the dead, but you don't know it's him, but he like can invade like people's dreams and like can warp the realities and things like that. It's a really creepy character. He's got like centipedes like crawl out of his sleeves and all types of weird stuff. Yeah, he's one of the better creepy ones. I can't believe he went on the list.
Kindred.
Yeah, that's one of the best ones that I've read in a long time.
He's a Spider-Man bad guy.
Yeah, his Spider-Man
dad is Norman Osborn.
Yeah. They think it's Harry Osborn, him come back from the dead. That's what they believe it is.
He is a creepy looking
character. it's a crazy character.
Brian, anyone that we forgot that you wanted to bring up?
No, we John mentioned him, but he wasn't on the list, but that was Carnage was the other one, kind of the four I was thinking of when we first started. So
I'm surprised that there's not any like mutants on here, because there was some way out there mutants they came out with it a couple times there. So
well, I mean, I can't believe that, like, if you're talking about, like, Moon Knight, you got to put Kraven on that list as well, because, I mean, that's an unstoppable force in and of himself. I mean, I know he's a human, but at the same time, I mean, who'd want that?
Well, it was
you?
A superhero list and not a villains list. Yeah, okay. So even though Eddie Brock was on there. So anyways, we'd love to hear what Marvel villains or Marvel heroes you think are creepy. Let us know on Facebook or shoot John a voicemail. He may get to it eventually on the Anchor app. But leave us 5 stars wherever you're listening, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Google Play, Stitcher, Anchor, wherever. Give us a like on Facebook. Let us know what you'd like to hear from us when it comes to the podcast. And we'll catch you next week. So, I'm sorry, Brent.
We're going to catch you later.
Aaron?
We forgot to mention the Swarm. He's a Nazi scientist made of bees.
Yes.
Bees!
Until somebody blows a puff of smoke his way and he falls asleep.